Now comes my turn. Not that I haven't been gabbing the whole time, but great. I was a question. I picked the theme. Oh, it sounds good on the flyer. And then I was like, oh, I gotta fill one of these. So I wasn't quite sure which story of cruelty I was gonna do. let me go to the library.
Yes.
Kick that man. I was gonna go. I thought about doing the story about when I was a troubled teen, and a bunch of us were sitting around in the woods smoking pot, and we convinced this girl Joanne Delphia that she was dead. we did. We're hanging out in the dingle, and she heads off in the woods to go to the bathroom, and the plan was set in motion. And then when she came back, it was like she had walked into her own funeral. We're all sitting around like, oh my God, can't believe Joanne's gone. No, I'm not, I'm right here. I just can't believe she's dead. I'm not dead, am I? It's like I can still hear her voice. Oh my God, I'm dead! I'm dead! But I decided not to do that because I think any story that starts with a bunch of us are sitting around getting stoned immediately loses a certain amount of credibility. I do. I think it does. Trust me, I've tried many times. Even the hippest crowd will kind of hold off a little bit off of that. And they just won't really believe what happened. Was it really that interesting? I mean, you could witness a genuine miracle, but if you happen to mention that sometime during that month you smoked pot, most people in the audience would be like, oh, right, yeah, walked on water, sure, right, cured, yeah, I'm sure, right. So I decided not to do that one. I was going to tell the story about the time that my older brother Bob convinced me that there was a huge black bug on my back, right in the middle of my back, right where you can't reach it. And it only got madder when you tried to flail at it. So I'm like, come on, get it off! Come on, get it! Get it! It's like, no, oh man, oh my God, it's got like fangs or something. No way! And I was like, flail, get it off! Come on, get it! And I'm like, up against the refrigerator, come on, get it off! Oh my God, I've never seen a bug do that before. So I was gonna do that. But we're trying to audio tape the show. So, it just doesn't read very well on the CD. So instead, I decided to tell you about the one really, really cruel thing I did in my life. And I like to think, I mean, I could be a bastard, but I'm not generally a cruel person. But I did do one really, really cruel thing. And in my defense, all I can say is, he deserved it. He really deserved it. He was Bobby Kelly, who was the friend of my friend Matt's older brother. And he was just a bad guy. He was just someone who just really enjoyed inflicting suffering on others, especially little brothers and their friends, right? So Matt and I were friends because our older brothers were friends. There was no choice in that. I mean, we got along great. But we were legacies. It was just assumed. Our brothers were in high school and were popular party guys. So when we met in junior high school, it was just the same assumed that we would follow in their footsteps. Literally, I'd never met this guy before. First day of junior high school, he comes up to me in the cafeteria. He's like, hey, Chong, we getting wasted this weekend? You know it. I wasn't quite sure what I had agreed to, but I was, yeah. And heck, if we didn't go out that weekend and get wasted on Tango, which for those of you who don't know is like a bottle of pre-mixed screwdriver, it's like Tang with the lowest grade vodka known to man. It tasted like ass, but we didn't care. We were like our older brothers. Woo! And it was a lovely friendship because of it. And that's all we really wanted. As 11-year-olds, we just wanted to be 18. That's all we wanted, was to be older. And having older brothers, we tagged along a lot, and that worked out pretty nicely. The amount of keg parties I saw before the age of 13 was just obscene. But it was good, because, you know, I was hanging out, and they were always there to look out for us. And the ultimate older thing, kid thing to do, if you grow up in Massachusetts, is after you graduate, to go to the Cape Cod, and rent a house and just party for a week. that's what you do. That is the release as a Massachusetts high school senior. That's what you do. Oh my God, from the moment I learned of this possibility, I wanted to go. And there's no way I was going to wait till a senior to do that. So when my older brother Bob and his friend Chris, my friend Matt's older brother, when they went, we're like, can we come? But I guess we were just a little too young at that point, so no, but oh, that's all we wanted. So they went, and we didn't get to go. But Matt had another brother who wasn't quite as old, named Bo. Bo was Bob Kelly's friend. They're just mean guys. But somehow we talked our way into going. We're like, yes. And parents were like, yeah, it'd be good for you to get down there and all that kind of stuff. So fine, we were getting to go. But it meant having to be with this guy, Bobby Kelly, for like 5 days of just assumed terror. He was so mean. He just walk up. What's up, fag? Go right in the arm. Damn. Good. Why do you have to do that? Just every single time. Just mean. So basically, that's what, you know, anytime we had a sleepover there at Matt's house, they would just come home drunk and just like, let's go fuck with him. Phew. Off the trundle bed. Just, you know, So I knew that was, involved. So on the drive down, just same thing. Shut up, fag. Shut up, fag. Going to the Cape, it's worth it. And personal stuff. He just knew that, my family, we didn't have a lot of money. We're definitely on the lower middle income status. So there was something, I don't know if they had this in another town, called the Bargain Box. Did anyone have it? Which was like the junior league. It was like their, junior league, the Bargain Box, which was, vintage clothes, used clothes. BBB, what's up, Bargain Box Boy? What's up, Bargain Box Boy? Hey, nice shirt. Yeah, I remember when I threw it away. Personal, just mean. And so we fight, so you're like, So we get there, and it just starts right away, everything. Just like, oh, am I Sandy from the beach? Let me change over your bed. And you're just like, oh, my bed's all sandy. And you were terrified to go to sleep because that's when you were most vulnerable. Luckily, it didn't happen to me, but he shaved someone's eyebrows one night. Fucker! And that's funny to him. Yeah, that's real funny that I'm a medical freak now. So just repeated just punishment. I heard your parents are getting divorced. I don't blame them. I'm like, yeah, that's hilarious. No joke, guy. So they come home one night, we're sleeping. And the same thing, like, let's go play with them. Woo! They come in and this really just starts to like pummel us with pillows. Now, I know how pillows, but you get those heavy, goose-down, old ones, and really just twist the corner and start going like that. That's a weapon. That's what I was woken up to one night. So go, boom, boom, and just like hitting really hard. Ow! Look at a fag. He's hurt by a pillow, and I'm just trying to defend myself. Ow! And I was just like, hey, fucker. Good going, asshole. Yeah, you almost cut my poison oak. And So sure enough, they're like, oh, we're sick of you, bro. Off they go to bed. Matt and I set our alarm for like 2 hours. Ding. Into the bathroom. Calamine. It was great. The trap was set. We were so psyched. And we just like totally set our alarm early the same day. We go back at 6:30 because we just wanted to be awake when he came out the next morning. So bing, we're like sitting by the breakfast table like, And he came out and he had this stuff everywhere. Obviously during the night, maybe I did catch something or whatever. He just woke up and literally just his legs were coated with calamine. All up his arms, all on his neck and face and everything. And we were just like, And then we just looked and we were like, oh my God, there's no way I can tell him. Like that, we were just waiting for that moment of like, you're wearing your piss! But we were just like, no? And just that whole day of just sitting there and just, I better put some more on. Like, yeah, I heard you said apply leisurely, whatever. and just that thing, and then it is great. It's like, you know, revenge is best served secretive, I guess. Because really, just, again, sure enough, kicked our ass the next 3 days and just flicked my ear and just, you know, threw food at me for the rest of our time. But every single time, I could just be like, wore my pee. Rubbed yourself all over with my urine. And honestly, to this day, never told him. And Matt, that was our little blood brother. Never tell, brother. Whoa. No. So that, and I swear, so to this day, I still don't think he knows.